Bart Walker with WGNS AM and FM is a TAB Distinguished Service Award recipient, the association's highest award. Bart, would you please make your way to the podium? And you have a special presentation for us.
First of all, it's great to see all of you here in Murfreesboro. This is where we stay, and so it is super to have you here. A big Heart of Tennessee welcome to all of you. This time last year, we honored and were really pleased to recognize Deb McDermott. Deb's with Young and Media General Broadcasting as our 2012 TAB Distinguished Service Award recipient. She was honored for her contributions and advancement to the TAB, its membership, and to the community that her broadcast station serves. Since 1974, the TAB's Distinguished Service Award was established. We've honored many of the men and women in this room today for their outstanding service to the profession. Would all of the past DSA members, those of you who have been honored, please stand up. And I think all of you realize we lost one of our great DSA members, a great broadcaster, just almost a year ago. Bill Barry passed away, and a lot of you who live in other parts of the state may not know that, but I did want to mention that today. Our TAB 2014 Distinguished Service Award recipient has been in the broadcasting industry since 1973. He was just out of the School of Communications at East Tennessee State University. He was an account executive at WAXU-AM in Lexington, Kentucky. Now, I'm sure all of you realize that was the primary source for country music in that Kentucky area. For most of the 60s and 70s, really, it was a daytime station, pumped out about 10,000 watts of directional power, a good place to begin this wonderful business that we all enjoy. In the fall of 73, WAXU-FM signed on the air and simulcast WAXU-AM in full fidelity mono until midnight sign-off. After that, it was on to television at WKYT in Lexington. Then management responsibilities came quickly in 1975 at WOWK in Huntington, West Virginia. After a brief stint with the Word of God Fellowship and WTSF-TV, he became general sales manager of WJHL-TV in Johnson City and president and general manager while he was there for 27 years. That's phenomenal. In June of 2012, he moved across town to WCYB and WEMT-TV, that's Bonten Media Group, and he became their vice president and general manager. Well, you've probably already guessed it by now. We're talking about Jack Dempsey, a true industry leader and board member of the CBS Affiliate Advisory Board, the TAB, the VAB, and currently their president-elect. So you see, he ain't finished yet. Jack participated as a board member of Rotary International, the Johnson City, Bristol, and Kingsport Chambers of Commerce, the Appalachian Fair, Milligan College, ETSU, the Salvation Army, the Barter Theater. Do you ever go home? No, he doesn't, okay. He is busy, a true broadcast legend. Jack has lobbied Congress, representing Tennessee and Virginia, where some of the most powerful telecommunicators, the members of these committees, they sit. He worked with acting FCC Chairman Michael Copps, specifically regarding digital problems and the DTV conversion. Jack was first in line when the FCC commissioners came to Nashville back in 2007 to hear about ownership and what we are doing to satisfy our responsibilities for the public. Because that's what we're all here for today, to serve the public. And that's what we do, and that's what Jack does. Jack has testified before a congressional subcommittee on contracting and technology as a part of the House of Small Business Committee. He was involved in the inquiry on the impact of digital television conversion and on small businesses. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, our 2014 TAB Distinguished Service Award recipient, let's welcome the Vice President and General Manager of Mountain Media Group's WCYB and WEMT-TV in Bristol, none other than Jack D. Dempsey.
Governor, I'm glad you were here, that you got the benefit from a standing ovation, too. Wow. I have to tell you, folks, there's really no way you could ever be ready to hear your name called for this marvelous award. And I have to say, in looking at those pictures, I'm not quite sure what happened to that young guy with all that dark hair. How many of you here are sales managers? I don't know if you noticed it or not. That was what taken when I was an account executive, and a lot of people thought it was done right and in order. Well, it wasn't. It was erasing a mistake. And there were about six or seven sales managers after that who could attest that a lot of my orders were mistakes. But you hang in there and you go along. And I think I can speak for the broadcasters in the room who've certainly been at it as long as I have, that throughout our career, our number one fear was that our bosses would find out just how much we loved what we did. It's a career in an industry that, in my view, we are really first responders in times of need. We serve our communities and our public to a point that I think we're unequaled. It's a career that I'm really honored to be a part of. Diane, honey, you should be up here with me. You've been to as many of these as I have. But I'll let you hold the award on the way home and we can look at it together. Again, I am truly humbled by this. I don't feel that I'm worthy, but I can tell you I really am grateful. Thanks to all of you very much.
We need to get this so Diane can hold it on the way home.
We're wrapping up a little bit early, but don't get lost in the next few minutes. There's more to come this afternoon. A couple people are back that we introduced from the very beginning that I want to be sure you know. Marcellus Alexander right there is who Paul Tinkle was talking about with the NAB Vice President of Television. Dan Haskell right here, he was the man that pulled off the First Informers bill to the State House. And you, of course, heard State Representative Johnny Shaw recognize it. I think they were out of the room. Dean Paulson with MTSU is also here too. Like I said, don't get lost in the next few minutes. We've got Sean Luce finishing up his sales training in Oakley A, the Emergency Responders Broadcasters Act will continue in Mirabella C, spoken word programming in Oakley B, and then it's perfect timing for what the governor and the commissioner told us about in preparing that workforce. We've got a career fair that'll start at 4:30 this afternoon till 6:30. It'll be back in this room. So I know we've got about 17 station groups that'll be here to talk to the people that'll be coming in this afternoon from the public and the mass communication schools around the area. So please be back in here about 4:30 to finish this off today. Thank you, everybody. Go by and tell the sponsors and the exhibitors that you're glad they're part of our organization and how much they mean to us. And have a nice rest of the day, everybody. Thank you.